Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Jane Austen gave the world the classic novels Sense and Sensibility, Pride and Prejudice, Emma and Mansfield Park. She died at just 41 years of age, but she was born on this very day 250 years ago. We're still talking about her now. And to celebrate, the British Embassy in Dublin and the National Library of Ireland have joined up for an art project involving students. It's called Creative Postcards. And we welcome back to the programme the British Ambassador to Ireland, Cara Owen. Good morning, Cara.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you?
Very well. I believe you're in a very nice room somewhere.
I am. I'm looking out onto the river on this beautiful winter's day.
Yeah. In the National Library.
I will be there very shortly.
Oh, you're on the way. Oh,
yes. Yeah, I'm on the way. And we could not be more excited about the collaboration we've had with the National Library. They've been incredibly enthusiastic throughout all of this process, opening up their archives to inspire students in their project.
So the Creative Postcards, tell us all about it and why it was launched.
So this is the fourth time we've done creative projects, postcards, and we get together students from schools in 35 schools in the Republic, in Northern Ireland, in Scotland, in Wales and in England. So 35 schools, and we workshop with them every year on a different theme. This year the theme is about friendship, and we have been particularly focusing on the work of Jane Austen, whose 250th birthday it is today, but also reacquainting students with the work of Maria Edgeworth, who's an Irish writer and a contemporary of Jane Austen, and they knew and hugely respected each other's work. So we looked at their work and got the students to think about what is the meaning of friendship as expressed in that work, and then create these brilliant mini works of art. 819 postcards have been produced by these students, and they're going to go on display in the National Library.
That's what you're on your way to open. You've sent me a lovely one. It's a print of a piece of art. There's kind of a cut-out dove on it, some pressed flowers splashed with watercolours. It's really artistic. It was done by Abby McDougall from a school in County Down.
Exactly. And I was blown away by the standard of the art and the creativity and the different takes that all of the different students were putting into their art. And just to say you, I'm really pleased to announce this is the first time we've ever said this. Mm-hmm. Jane Austen House in Hampshire. Yeah. Has shown real interest in this project. Ah. And so when the National Library exhibition finishes on Nullagnam Raw, all of the postcards will be packed up and they'll be sent off to Austen House in England, where they will be on display throughout the rest of the month. And that's just so cool, isn't it?
That's a lovely
Just imagine
idea.
They're going to be shown in the very room where Jane Austen penned her six novels.
That's really
That gives
cool.
me the shivers.
She's haunting us still. And she, the students, I'd say they had good fun discovering this friendship between Jane Austen and Maria Edgeworth, and the fact that Jane Austen, she's writing about housing crises and strange and dodgy men long before we had things like ghosting and various rental controversies.
Yeah, but I think what's amazing about Jane Austen is it doesn't matter 200 years later, the themes are still super familiar to us. And I think it was the same with Maria Edgeworth. She was, I think, they never actually met, but I think they would have been really good friends because they both sort of cared about social issues. They had things to say on all kinds of manners and traditions in the countries that they were growing up and the circumstances that they were living in. So I think they would have been great friends.
So Jane Austen loved the Edgeworth novels.
That's right. And she would write to her relatives and said, I've just read this novel by Maria Edgeworth. In fact, she said to one of her nieces, I have decided that I will only like novels by three people, by you, by myself and by Maria Edgeworth.
Very high. Castle Rackrent would be the one that people would have heard of the most.
That's right. Yeah.
The ties then, Jane Austen, she didn't come to Ireland, did she? She wasn't known to be here, but she wrote about it, had an interest in Ireland.
That's right. She, in fact, some of her nieces ended up settling in Donegal, and she was very close to them when they were younger. And they themselves, you need to look it up, and your viewers might want to look it up, because they had quite a lively, there's a lovely piece on the RTE website that talks about Jane Austen's connection into Donegal and the lives that her nieces lived when they were living there.
They were the Knights, weren't they? Marianne Louisa.
That's right.
And Cassandra Knight.
Cassandra. Yeah.
And I think they're buried there, aren't they?
Yes, yes.
So her exchanges with Irish authors then are basically of these are the main themes you're talking about today, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. And friendship, you know, what does the theme of friendship mean to the young people who are creating this art? What do they really want to bring to the fore? Mm-hmm. And why friendship is so important for all of us for a kind of healthy, well-grounded, happy, fulfilled life.
Postcards, they seem kind of quaint and old-fashioned to us nowadays. Do we know that the students come across postcards before, that they barely know what they were?
Oh, that's funny. I don't know, actually. You know, a bit like when you come across one of those old dial telephones. I don't know. But they really, I think there's something about the size of them as well, and how you have to really concentrate your message into quite a small canvas to be able to get that across. So I think it was quite an exacting task for the students. I'm super impressed. Capam goil talan den caid sga egna halian torioga.
My who? it was no easy feat, was it, Connected? You've got about nearly 2,000 students across two countries. It's a huge, huge project. Obviously, great enthusiasm among the schools and the teachers.
Yes, and I think Fergal Kilkenny, who is the teacher that is the kind of brains behind this, who is an art teacher, he has been absolutely instrumental, but also working with us, working with the British Council, also Austen House, and the National Library of Ireland. That's what made it a really lovely collaborative project.
It is. Collaboration is really at the heart of it. You don't hear about projects like this, even though it seems like a simple idea when you spell it out for us. And it obviously helps, doesn't it, when students are thinking of each other's country and thinking about history and friendship between the two islands.
Yeah, I think so. And it increases understanding, doesn't it? I don't know about you, Oliver, but I had a French pen friend when I was younger. That experience of trying to get your mind into somebody else's life and what they were doing and realising that there's so much that you've got in common, even though they're growing up in a close but different culture. I think that's really important. And if this project can have launched some of those friendships and a bit more interest in each other's countries, I think it's all to the good.
Did you ever meet your pen friend in person?
I did. I went to visit her for 2 weeks, plopped into France with only my schoolgirl French, and it was a really brilliant experience.
Thankfully, you've learned more Gaelga now than French these days.
Yes, that's what I need to do. I need to go down and be there with the Banonti helping me improve my Gaelga now.
We had a lovely response when you were Cainteas Gaelga here last, only a few weeks ago. How have you been getting on with your job? Because it's still relatively new to you.
Yeah, it's relatively new. And I have to say thank you to you, Oliver, and the team at RTE who were so kind as to clip my interview and share it, because I have found that people have responded incredibly warmly. Yeah. In fact, sometimes I'm going around the country a fair bit now. I've done a bunch of regional visits and very often I'll find somebody coming up to me and just launching into a few phrases of Gaelga, and very I find it really lovely and encouraging. So I've been to Galway, I've been to Limerick, I've been to Cork. I was in Cork last week. Yeah. In all of them, I got told off for going to the wrong city first. But I'm finding lots of brilliant touch
points. Limerick would never have said that to you if it was the other way around. Only Cork. Don't get involved in that diplomatic spat.
Exactly. It's like you never admit whether you like Barry or Lyons best.
Did you get the compulsory tour of the English market?
I took myself there, I have to say, and I came away with a few goods, but I did admire the photograph of Her Late Majesty the Queen at the fish stall. So it all looked very familiar for those of us who remember the visit.
Yes, they've never got over it in Cork. What caught your eye now in the English market when you're going around shopping?
What's that, sorry?
What caught your eye when you were shopping in the English market?
I think what was, well, number one, things like the amazing Irish artisanal cheeses. I'm a bit of a sucker for cheese, and the quality is so high. I also noticed that since the last time I'd been there, just the variety of goods had really exploded. Mm-hmm. I also, we've got a brilliant Henri Consul in Cork, and her mother runs the alternative bread stall or something. So she had the hottest ticket in the market, which were mince pies. I've tried a few now. Wow. Get yourself down there and have a few.
And also visit Limerick, don't forget.
Well, visit Limerick, visit Galway. I love them all equally.
As we learned the last time, you're married to an Irishman. Christmas this year, though, you're going back home, are you? Back to England.
Yeah, that's right. It's been a little while since we've had Christmas at my big sister's house. She's an amazing cook, so it's always popular when we say we're going to go there as well. Because last Christmas we were here in Ireland with William's family, which was lovely. He's got a really big family and it's like, it feels like really party central. And then we'll come back for New Year and spend time with the family here, which I'm really looking forward to.
And lots more work, and all the best for 2026. And a happy Christmas to you, Ambassador Cara Owen, and to William and the daughters, Saoirse and Lila.
And Nelikana Dave Galair.
And the Creative Postcards Initiative. If you're near the National Library today, we want to say pop into the exhibition. It's just about to be opened by the Ambassador. 1,800 postcards on student by students on display all the way to Nulag Naman on the 6th of January. British Ambassador Ireland Cara Owen, Gura Mayagat.
Gura Mayagat. Slán.
Email oliver@rte.ie.